Every morning, I sit at my grandmother's old kitchen table, light candles with the crystals in the center of the table. I open the blue velvet pouch with the satin lining and remove a deck of cards. A beautiful tarot deck with warm and dreamy pictures of lovers, knights on horses, women sitting at the water's edge in beautiful gowns. Even one of the devil. The devil has always been my favorite card. I get a naughty thrill whenever I turn that particular card over. It's a card of desire, sexuality, of deviance, and darkness. There's also a lot of fear attached to it. I've always been aroused by that type of erotica, the kind that hides in the shadows. The twisted thoughts few admit to having, and even fewer will admit they've ever acted out. My mind just fills with images of midnight orgies at the altars of abandoned churches in the middle of nowhere, of bondage, of pain, of surrender, giving in, pushing the veil of conformity aside, and immersing yourself in the darkness, the unknown lust that begs to be found and identified deep inside of you, to be greeted with open arms and a deep open mouth kiss, and welcome the taboo to stay for a while. I cleanse and bless my cards as I shuffle them, then fanning the 78 cards out in front of me, I focus on the same few questions every time, asking about the people I love, about what I should focus my energy on each day. Once I have my answers, I replace the deck in the velvet pouch and then turn to my crystals, always reaching for the rose quartz first, a spherical, smooth pink stone. I hold it and roll it in my hands. It's always cold at first. Rose quartz is a crystal of love, romance, and passion. Rolling it in my hands, I focus and meditate on love and ask for love to be brought into my life. For passion, for intimacy, for someone to come into my life and fulfill my darkest and most taboo fantasies happily. And with genuine excitement. To know having a sexual partner so evenly matched and in line with my own sexual wish list sounds incredible. I did this to myself. I called for him, I sent for him. He's always been there, but I gave him permission, and now I'm his. It started one night. I dreamt of him with me. I dream of him all the time now. I dreamt that my devil finds me and takes me. That he makes me his for eternity. It feels so real. The nights he visits me in my dreams. I can feel both the tenderness of the fallen angel and the depravity of the ruler of hell. It always feels so real. I dream of him beside me. Of him touching me. My hands in his. Guiding them over my soft skin, his warm hands, palms pressed to the backs of my own hands. He leads each hand over my breast, squeezing the delicate flesh softly at first, building the pressure, feeling the need to press them together. And then, as my nipples grow hard under my palms, I'm drawn to touch them with my fingertips. Even on the coldest nights, when he visits me in my sleep, I feel a fire inside of me. all it takes is to feel him near me. I need an unmistakable hunger for him. The first time I didn't know what I was feeling, I thought I was on the brink of going insane. My mind was a tornado of thoughts and feelings I've never experienced before. I was trembling. My fingers gripping my breast, my thighs wanted desperately to clamp tightly together. At the same time, I needed to feel them spread open as wide as they could go. As the soft, cold light of the moon covered me, I would whisper pleas for an unknown comfort. The first time, I didn't know what I needed. My back and hips alternated, arching up off the bed. I didn't know what I craved, only I knew I needed it from him. I felt if I lift my hips high enough, I would be met with some type of relief, but there never was any. But finally I felt that warm, familiar pressure over my hands. I guided my right hand away from my breast, flat against my stomach, slowly finding its way between my thighs. The heat of my palm was no match for the heat that radiated from within me. The first time it was gentle, his hands tender. I kept my eyes open as long as I could, my head propped up watching his every move. The way his dark eyes studied each inch of my body, how his firm touch pushed my hands deeper inside of myself. His other hand cradled the back of my head as I moaned and whimpered. Eventually, his fingers replaced my own as I clung to him, burying my face into his chest. The next morning, I woke up alone. The blankets around me in bed looked like I hadn't moved an inch the entire night. As the nights go on, he continues to visit me in my dreams. He's been more demanding of my body, of me, contorting my body in ways I didn't know I could bend. He pushes my body, my shoulders, my face under the mattress, forcing himself into me, gripping me. Night after night, my body is sore and tired. One night, I couldn't stand my hands and knees for him. The power behind each of his thrusts were painful and stretching me far past what I thought physical limits were. Collapsing underneath them, searching for the energy just to be able to breathe. And I felt a sharp pain in my scalp. He pulled me up by the length of my hair. He took my pillowcase and put it over my head, keeping it tight around my throat, the end of it twisted and with the length of my hair, fucking me harder and harder. His bites are so vicious into my shoulder. His nails feel like talons deep in my skin. This continues for so many nights where I know he leaves me limp in a pile of sweat and tears, bruised and bloody. But I never wake up with a mark on me. But what hurts most, really, really hurts, is the nights when he doesn't visit me. I ache. The emptiness is unbearable. I tremble, curled up in bed with my knees pulled to my chest. I flood my pillow with tears and muffled screams of agony. And all I can do is rock myself, trying to soothe the symptoms of my lustful withdrawal. I know that's why he doesn't visit me every night. He gets pleasure out of knowing he's my addiction, that I suffer without him. He's taught me to enjoy the pain he gives me, to crave his forceful intrusions that make me feel like I'm going to split in half. My body begs for him during the day. It wants more. I want more. I can think a little more than about how badly I need to feel a move inside of me. to push me, to hurt me, to make me bruised and bloody again and again. Nothing else in my life matters, only to be filled by him. To surrender my body and soul to him, to be chained to him, to be his slave forever. After all, that's what I asked for.